is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, we have had three consecutive sessions of gains in the Indian markets, but beneath the surface, there continues to be a lot of choppiness. So, for example, in yesterday's trading session in the last hour, we saw that sudden slide and the Nifty ended around 100 points off the day's high, the Bank Nifty 280 points off the day's high. So, there is this a bit of nervousness in the Indian markets that is continuing. Do remember that this morning as well, SGX Nifty slightly underperforming because that is suggesting a downtick of around 20 points to begin the trade with, and that compares to the likes of Nikkei etc., which are trading in the green. However, markets like Shanghai as well as Hong Kong are trading marginally in the red. Remember, all of these markets had a stellar run yesterday, so maybe a tad bit of a sentiment downtick in trade today. But apart from that, if you look at the FII number, they sold around 306 crores into the cash equity markets, while the DIIs, they bought in around 386 crore rupees. However, having said that, in terms of the global cues this morning, they're largely positive because then there are talks of these tax cuts and global stimulus across a lot of economies, and that has really supported sentiment. US, for example, ended up anywhere between 1 to 1.5%. There, of course, the US Treasury yields have rebounded, and that means the recessionary pressures are off, at least for the time being. This is something that even President Donald Trump said on Sunday, that he does not believe that a recession is on the anvil. Apart from that, he has also asked the Fed for a 100 basis point cut, and there was an extension of around 90 days given to Huawei. So a lot of these various factors really added up, and that's the reason the markets rebounded when it comes to the US market. Apple, for example, was up around 2%, and the other financial names like JP Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America ended around 1 to 1.5% higher. The dollar as well has moved higher. It is now trading around that 98.3 mark. Remember, rupee yesterday traded at a 6-month low. So we'll watch out for that particular trade in trade today. Apart from that, crude overnight jumped by around 2%, so a tad bit of dampener. But do remember that crude is still below the $60 per barrel mark. So it's not that it has run away quite a bit, so not a very big negative. In fact, in terms of the positives, there are a couple of positive domestic cues. The Met Department has said that the rainfall for June to August has been 2% above normal. So that entire fear of any deficit, etc., is completely out of the way. And that's a bit of positive. Apart from that, what will aid in support sentiment today is the fact that DTC panel has submitted their report, and that suggests big tax relief for middle class as well as individuals earning up to 50 lakh. They also propose 25% corporate tax for both domestic as well as foreign companies, and they also talk about eliminating dividend distribution tax, and perhaps the onus of payment will now be on dividend recipient. So all of these important factors will impact the mood in the trade today. A lot of stocks will also be in focus. MGL, for example, will be in focus because British Gas has decided to sell the remaining 10% stake in MGL. Their floor price is 733 as compared to the current market price of around 780. So yes, this morning it might see that sentiment downtick, but remember, this was a big overhang on the stock. So maybe in the coming future or today itself, we might see a bit of rebound in trade as far as MGL is concerned. Vodafone Idea will be in focus because there was a sudden resignation by CEO Balesh Sharma, and the company had to appoint Ravindra Thakkar as the MD and CEO from today. MRPL will be in focus because there was a material event in the sense that due to the heavy rainfall, one of the phase 3 process units of a refinery had to be shut down. While rest of the units are working normally, this might just impact the sentiment for that stock today. CG Power will definitely be in focus, an interesting story there, because the management says that the board meet ended at around 4 a.m. in the morning, and the operations committee talks about some unauthorized transaction made by certain employees, some of the fraudulent transactions being undertaken. They say that the liabilities and advances to related parties have been understated, and certain assets of the company were provided as collateral without due authority. They've also reported the numbers, but I think this is something that will weigh more on the sentiment today. Other than that, there is a ratings cut for Tata Motors, a 2500 crore order for HFCL. So in terms of the stocks, there are not, you know, big news coming in terms of the events or news flow. But overall for the markets, we'll continue to watch out for any of the SOPs that the street is watching out for. So that remains the key talking point across the economy. To start off the trade, it might be a tad bit on the back foot, but looks like that uptrend that we have been seeing for the last 3 days might continue in trade today. This is Anisha Jain from CNBC TV18 signing off in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.